Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, it is a joy to sit before you and your Word, knowing that you desire for us to know about you. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and you want us to know your ways. Today, Lord, again, we ask that you would guide us by your Holy Spirit into all truth and empower us to live according to your ways, so that it might be pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for doing this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Golden Scepter Raised Again, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 4. Although Haman, who was the instigator of the intention to eliminate the Jews, was hung for his plan, Esther knew that her people were still in danger of the implementation of the idea. With tears in her eyes, she fell to the ground before her husband, King Ahasuerus, in an effort to intercede for her people. In chapter 8 and verse 4 of the book of Esther, we see the beginning of the king's reaction to her. We read, "Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king." The verse begins, "Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther." We read of this particular act of the king back in chapters 4 and 5, and we learned that if the king held out his golden scepter to someone who approached his throne unannounced, that person would live. If he did not hold it out, they would die. As Esther made her humble appeal to the king, he held out his scepter as a symbol of his acceptance to her. He had already granted her request to destroy wicked Haman and had given Esther his house. We can imagine that he was very interested in this request as well. The verse goes on to say, "So Esther arose and stood before the king." From her lowly position upon the floor, Esther rose when she saw the golden scepter raised. She knew she was accepted, and more than likely, the tears were still streaming from her face as she stood before the king. She was received by him. However, the question remained as to whether he would grant her request or not. What will it be like when we come face to face with Jesus someday? Will we be on our knees with tears streaming down our faces? Will we wonder if he will raise his golden scepter of acceptance toward us? Will our concern be only for ourselves, or will we have others on our minds as we approach him? Because of Jesus' finished work on the cross for our salvation, we are promised that he will accept us if we have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. His part was to sacrifice himself for the sins of everyone, and our part is to believe that he did. If we have received Jesus as Lord, the golden scepter will be raised, and we will hear him say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." However, woe be to the one who never receives him into their lives. Next time, we will see another appeal from Esther to the king. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.